With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife are slated to make their first court appearance later today in New York. The couple's been indicted on drug trafficking, narco-terrorism, and other charges. They were captured over the weekend in a lightning-fast U.S. military raid in Caracas.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked by NBC's Meet the Press why the Trump administration didn't seek approval from Congress before carrying out an attack on Venezuela's mainland.
This was not an action that required congressional approval. In fact, it couldn't require congressional approval because this was not an invasion. This is not an extended military operation. This is a very precise operation that involved a couple of hours of action. It was a very delicate operation, too.
Rubio says the U.S. is going to give Venezuela time to address challenges that existed during the Maduro regime.
Until they address it, they will continue to face this oil quarantine. They will continue to face pressure from the United States. We will continue to target drug boats if they try to run towards the United States.
I'm Donna Water.
Former Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez has been named interim president, and after searing criticism of the United States over the weekend, she now says she is willing to work with the U.S. Protesters in Iran are not backing down, exerting even more pressure on the besieged theocracy and bringing warnings from President Trump of U.S. intervention should more protesters be killed. Crews have been working to clear mud from key California highways as forecasters warn that more thunderstorms are on the way after downpours and high tides caused flooding, prompting road closures and swift water rescues of people who were trapped in their vehicles. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has a news conference set for later today, leading to speculation that he will withdraw from the governor's race. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street, and this is SRN News. Victory for religious freedom in Montana.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani took his oath of office on a centuries-old Koran, marking the first time a mayor of the city used Islam's religious text to be sworn in. The 34-year-old Democrat becomes the first Muslim, first South Asian, and the first African-born person to become mayor of the nation's most populous city. Most of Mamdani's predecessors were sworn in on a Bible, although the oath to uphold the federal, state, and city constitutions does not require the use of any religious text. This is SRN News. Britain's King Charles leads tributes to an outspoken Holocaust survivor who died in London at the age of 96 and who, during the Holocaust, had an encounter with a world-famous diarist.
Eva Schloss met Anne Frank in the Netherlands after she and her family were forced from their home in Austria. They were betrayed by a Nazi sympathizer on her 15th birthday and sent to the notorious Auschwitz concentration camp, where her father and brother died. She and her mother survived. Mrs. Schloss said that for more than 40 years she was unable to talk about what had happened to her. But in 1990 she co-founded the Anne Frank Trust, with the aim of teaching young people to, in her words, never forget the terrible consequences of treating people as other. Paying tribute, the King said she had devoted her life to overcoming hatred and prejudice, promoting kindness, courage, understanding and resilience.
And that's the BBC's Ellie Price. More details at srnnews.com.